This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Austin Police Department is starting this week training officers in its sex crimes unit on how properly to classify rape cases. But not everyone is satisfied with the actions APD is taking. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has been following this story. Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Nathan.
So what is this training that officers in the sex crimes unit are undergoing this week?
So let's back up a little. In November, a couple news organizations, including ProPublica, Newsy, published the story about the way in which police departments across the country handle sexual assault cases. And what they found is that a lot of departments use what's called exceptional clearance to clear cases. So what this means is that the police department knows who the alleged rapist is, they know where this person lives, and they have probable cause to arrest this person, but for certain reasons, they cannot arrest that person. Those reasons may be that the DA's office doesn't want to prosecute, the alleged offender is already being prosecuted for another crime, or that the survivor of the sexual assault is not interested in proceeding any further. And so they count this as cleared. When we, you know, publicize a clearance rate, these kinds of cases are included. This reporting found that the Austin Police Department uses this classification a lot more often than experts would like to see. It's supposed to be used sparingly, according to this story. But 2 out of every 3 cases that were cleared by APD were exceptionally cleared.
And that makes it seem, correct me if I'm wrong, that makes it seem like APD is solving more rape cases than it actually is.
Right. But these are cases where the alleged offender is not being prosecuted for this crime. In response, APD asked the Texas Department of Public Safety to audit the way they're classifying these cases. We have a little bit of information from that audit. Last week, Police Chief Brian Manley told us that they had raw numbers. What these raw numbers show us is that in 3 months in 2017, about a third of rape cases that were exceptionally cleared were inaccurately classified as such.
And this was just a random 3 month
period?
Just
a random 3 months, yeah, in 2017. What we don't know now is why. We're still waiting on this full report that will tell us why detectives, according to the state, inaccurately classified this. I do think it's important to note out in that original reporting by ProPublica and others, they quoted a former sergeant with the sex crimes unit here in APD who said that her superiors asked her to change what would have been suspended cases, so cases that are kind of like, we've done as much as we could, we cannot solve this, to exceptionally cleared, thereby inflating the clearance rate. We just, at this point, from the audit, from the state auditors, don't know why we're seeing these numbers.
We are going to get a copy of the full audit, right?
Yes.
That will be
made
public.
Is it expected next week?
But in the meantime, Austin Police Chief Brian Manley said, we're going to implement some new training procedures.
Yes. So he said that they will bring in state officials who will retrain detectives, people who work on these kinds of cases, about how to accurately classify these cases. And that training is starting this week.
And what about people who work with survivors of sexual assault, attorneys, advocate support groups? How are they reacting to this?
I attended the city's public safety commission last night, which took this up, and spoke with a woman named Amanda Lewis, who serves on the city's commission for women. She's also a social worker. She works with survivors of sexual assault. So one of the reasons for exceptionally clearing a case, Nathan, is that the survivor is quote unquote uncooperative, doesn't want to go forward with this case. And Amanda made this point that she just wants more context, that to her, it doesn't make sense for someone who's willing to report initially to the police that they would no longer want to continue with the case when they've made that initial report to begin with. And she had this to say.
It may be investigators are saying, hey, this is a he said, she said case. You know, there are no witnesses. They're going to drag you through the mud. You know, what do you want to do? And then you say no. That would be the context of what's going on. So we need to understand that context. And so we need to be able to look at the cases.
I also spoke with a woman named Ana Rodriguez de Freitas, and she also works with Amanda. She's on the Commission for Women. You know, I asked her, what do you think about this plan to retrain members of the Austin Police Department? And she said, you know, that's great, but she feels like this is a larger systemic issue, that we could have issues at the DA's office. You know, why are so few cases being prosecuted? And obviously, we've had issues with a rape kit backlog here in Austin and DNA evidence labs. So she said, rather than just putting out small fires, we should be looking at this as a larger issue.
We are open and welcome the additional training of officers unique to this issue. But if we stop there, we're missing everything that's under the iceberg, right? For us, this is the tip of the iceberg.
I also asked Anna what she thinks problems like these have done to trust in Austin. You know, if someone experiences sexual assault and they're hearing these news reports, how are they going to be feeling about going to the police?
Several of the survivors we organized with had their own sexual assault exceptionally cleared. And this has been gut-wrenching to see for them. They tell us that it's like a slap in the face. One survivor told us and testified publicly at City Hall that she wished she had never reported.
We expect to have more information next week when we get that full report from DPS.
All right. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey. You can read her reporting about this, her latest story, at KUT.org. Thanks for your time, Audrey.
Thanks, Nathan.